Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93. Senior Alice Flanders is with us here today from the Michigan Tech Cross Country Teams. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you back. She is a three-timer.
Yep.
Very rare.
Kind of like SNL. You know?
Exactly what I was thinking. The three club or whatever they call it. Unbelievable that you've been here three times already. That's great.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Yes. And we've got lots to talk about, but I wanted to ask you first of all, this past weekend, both the men's and women's cross-country teams did a wonderful job.
Yeah, we're super excited. We had a lot of people get a bunch of PRs this weekend, and so hopefully that'll carry over into the coming weekend at Kenosha, and we can keep improving on those times.
How about personally, was it a PR for you?
It was. I dropped 17 seconds on my 6K time, which is pretty exciting.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's a lot of time for 6K is not that long. What is it in miles?
Well, Five K is 3.1 miles.
Right. So yeah. So you're less than 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, over that distance, 17 seconds is an eternity. How about just your season and how it's going and you know, obviously the team's done well and Deidre and Sean have been mm-hmm. lighting it up. But how about, you know, team wise? Do you think you guys are in a better spot than you were last year?
We were just talking to Joe yesterday about this, and we're doing, like, our team is doing really well, but we have a lot of freshmen on the team, and those freshmen have a lot of potential. And it's super exciting to see that those are the people on our team that are also dropping time. And so Joe is saying, and I agree, that right now the team is sort of in a rebuild period, but luckily we have some upperclassmen that are sort of carrying the team, but then we also have these up-and-coming freshmen. So in 3 or 4 years, we're going to have a really strong team, and it's exciting to see.
And, of course, we saw a few white flakes in the air, and it's not too far away from Nordic skiing season, which you're also a part of. Mm-hmm. Talk about that coming up.
Nordic ski season is going to be awesome. We also have some really strong freshmen coming in, and we have some really strong returners as well. So keep your eyes up for those results. And with us hosting U.S. Nationals up here also, we're all really excited about that, and we're excited to be at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Alice, you're involved in a ton of different stuff, obviously. I interviewed you last week. You were doing some stuff with Career Fair because
mm-hmm.
the cross-country Nordic and track teams kind of are the hands and feet for career services mm-hmm. at that event and helping them set up and helping all the companies set up. And so you're heavily involved in that, and now you're part of this Outdoor Nation deal.
Yep.
So talk about what we got going on with the Outdoor Nation stuff.
So Michigan Tech is competing against 9 other schools across the country to be the most outdoorsy college campus in the country. It's hosted by Outdoor Nation and the North Face. So if we win this competition, North Face and Outdoor Nation will come in and host an outdoor festival for the entire Michigan Tech community. And that's students, staff, alum, community members, anyone that Michigan Tech knows is allowed to help us compete for this competition. And so one of the things that we're doing is we have these bandanas that we've been giving out, and you can find them at the Outdoor Adventure Program House or at some local businesses. They're selling them also.
The OAP house is right on the corner there by the stoplight on campus, right?
Correct, 207 East Street. And so we... they're free to all students. We ordered 5,000 of these bandanas.
Wow.
So we have a lot of them, and we're hoping we can get people really excited and logging their adventures online on the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge website.
So what's the criteria for picking the winner? How do they, you know, what is the, is it a point system? How do they pick the winner? Who's the most outdoorsy campus?
They are using a point system. Every time you log one of your adventures, you upload a picture of yourself, and then, which is basically for them to hold us accountable to make sure we're actually doing what we say we're doing. You upload those pictures, and then for each one of those, you get 10 points for the activity. Activities have to be at least half an hour long, but they can be as long as you'd like. And you, at the end of the day, it's whoever has the most points, or rather, at the end of the 8-week time period, it's whoever has the most points is considered the most outdoorsy college campus.
It's pretty neat.
It's pretty cool. So the bandana, I'm looking at it right now. It's Hunter Orange, and you did
yep.
that on purpose. there's 65 locations on here. Is that what you said?
Correct. It's sort of like a giant scavenger hunt. There's 65 places in the Keweenaw that we think are really cool to see and that people should really try and see before they graduate. And so if you go to, there's also two websites at the bottom of the bandana. If you go to the first one, that tells you what all the locations are, how to get there, and it has all the directions and everything. And then the second website on there is where you actually go in and log your adventures. The student that gets the most of the 65 locations and has the most points on the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge website is going to get to win a kayak from Downwind Sports. So we're pretty excited about that, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing something as part of this for halftime of the Michigan Tech Grand Valley football game.
Yep, that's correct. We are having a three-legged race for the halftime show during the football game on October 18th. And we're excited about that, too. We're going to be giving out some really cool prizes. And the sign-up for that, anyone is allowed to sign up. Students, staff, faculty, community members, everyone's allowed to sign up for that, and the event is on Facebook. So if you go to the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge Facebook page or the Michigan Tech Outdoor Adventure Program page, it should be on both of them.
We're not talking about three people doing three different teams in a three-legged race. We're talking about, like, we're trying to get hundreds, right?
For yes.
This three-legged
yep.
race
yeah, we
on the football
get
field at halftime.
Yep, we want to get as many people as possible. And then once you get there, everyone will get a bandana if they don't already have one. And we want everyone to log their activities outside so that we can help us win. We're in second place right now to St. Ben's, St. John's. So they don't hold a candle to us. So we should prove it.
How did we get picked for this? Or did we pick ourselves?
Last spring, we submitted an application to Outdoor Nation. And it was a pretty extensive application. We had to put out our whole marketing plan. And we had to submit a video about how awesome we are. And who's we?
Who else is working on this with you?
Caitlin Wilkins is the lead student on this. I'm sort of just her helpful sidekick. She's the one she's the brain power, and she's the one that's doing all the hard work. I'm just doing the easy stuff, like coming on the show.
That's probably not easy to her, which is why she assigned it to you. But no, this is a really cool deal, and it's fun. If nothing else, it gives people an idea of where to go. You know, I've lived mm-hmm. here for 13 plus years, and I probably there's probably numbers on here 1 through 65 that mm-hmm. I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, when we put the bandana together, I did the count to see how many I'd actually been to. And granted, I'm one of the people that helped put the bandana together, and I've only been to about half of them. So I'm excited to knock out a couple more.
Well, very good, Alice Flanders. Really quick on this weekend, cross country teams. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the course that we're racing at is one of. It's probably the team's favorite course. Almost everyone I talk to, this is their favorite place to race. So we have a lot of excitement around it, and we're all really excited. It's a fast course, too, so hopefully we'll see those times dropping some more.
Very cool. Well, we thank you for stopping by. Good luck this weekend, and we'll keep getting the word out on this. And again, mm-hmm. At the Michigan Tech football game, the next home game, mm-hmm. At halftime, we'll get more information on this, right?
That's mm-hmm. right.
All right. Alice Flanders, senior runner for Michigan Tech Cross Country, is with us in third time. Are we going to be able to get you a fourth time in here, bro? It's going to be tough,
know.
Isn't
we'll
it?
See.
We're definitely going to have to do that. Thanks a lot. We've got more drive time coming up in just a little bit here on Mix 93 WKMJ. 40 degrees, our temperature here in downtown Hancock.